Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. So today we're going to be talking all about oil changes, specifically for BMWs.
Nice.
We had a lot of listener questions come in about this topic, and we're going to try to cover all of them.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And to help us with all this, we're going to be looking at some information from a BMW specialist in Dallas called Autoscope Plano.
Awesome.
All right, so why don't we jump right in?
Okay.
What do you think is the biggest thing that people kind of misunderstand about oil changes?
I think a lot of people, they know that oil changes are important, but they don't always know like why, or all of the different things that can affect how often you need to change your oil. Maybe they have a question about whether driving on shorter trips means that they need to change their oil more frequently.
Yeah, that's a common one for
Yeah.
sure.
So I think that breaking all that down and starting with the basics, like why is oil so important for your engine? Is it really like the lifeblood of your car, like people say? I think that's a good place to start.
So let's talk about that. Why is oil so crucial for a BMW's engine?
Well, oil is all about reducing friction. You've got all those moving parts in your engine, like dozens of them. And oil is what prevents, metal from grinding against metal. Without it, you would have like a ton of wear and tear and your engine would overheat. And then eventually you'd be looking at like a really expensive repair bill. So yeah, it's pretty
So
important.
it's kind of like it's a lubricant. It's like keeping things smooth.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a protective layer between all those moving parts.
Okay, so BMW, they generally recommend an oil change every 10,000 miles or once a year, whichever comes first. But that seems pretty standard across like all different car brands. Is there anything specific to BMW engines?
Well, BMWs, they tend to have high performance engines. So they often operate at, higher temperatures and pressures than your average car. And that puts more stress on the oil. So it's super important to stick to that recommended interval so the oil can keep doing its job, protecting your engine. Plus, like a lot of BMWs now have that service interval display, which uses sensors to like analyze your driving conditions and how your oil is doing. So it's actually more tailored to how you drive than just going by the mileage.
Yeah, I was actually just going to say that because my car has one of those displays.
Yeah.
And I've been pleasantly surprised with how accurate it's been.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. It takes the guesswork out of it.
So speaking of guesswork, one of the questions that we got from listeners is about shorter trips. Is it true that driving on shorter trips can actually be like harder on your engine oil than like longer drives?
Well, that's a really common misconception. A lot of people think, oh, I'm not driving that much, so my oil must be fine. When you only drive short distances, especially in a hot climate like we have here in Dallas, your engine might not actually be reaching its optimal operating temperature every time you drive. And that can lead to a buildup of moisture in the oil, which can degrade the oil quality over time.
So it's kind of like, even though you're not putting on as many miles, like
Yeah.
all those like short trips and stop and go traffic,
Yeah.
it can still wear down the oil.
Exactly.
Interesting. So we've talked about driving habits, we've talked about climate being a factor. What about the actual oil itself? Like, are all oils created equal?
They're definitely not. We hear a lot about synthetic versus conventional oil. And for BMWs, they generally recommend using synthetic oil because it performs better and it lasts longer. And that's especially important for their high performance engines. So synthetics are more resistant to extreme temperatures and they don't break down as quickly. So you can potentially go longer between oil changes. The downside is that they usually cost more upfront.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's kind of a trade-off. You might be paying more per oil change, but you might not need to change it as often.
Exactly.
So you mentioned earlier like BMW oil specifications, like those long life certifications. What are those all about?
So those are specific standards set by BMW to ensure that the oil meets the requirements of their engines. Like you'll see things like BMW Long Life 01 or Long Life 04. And those oils are specifically formulated to withstand higher temperatures and pressures. And they're designed to optimize fuel economy and reduce emissions. So they're kind of like a custom tailored suit for your BMW's engine.
So using generic oil is like wearing a cheap suit. It's not going to look as good and it's not going to perform as well.
Exactly.
Got it. So we've established that using the right oil is really crucial.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm curious about the DIY aspect of all this, because a lot of BMW owners, they like to work on their own cars.
Right.
Is it feasible to do an oil change yourself on a BMW?
It's definitely possible, but it's not for everyone.
Okay.
You know, it can save you money.
Right.
But you really need to know what you're doing.
Mm.
You need to have the right tools.
Yeah.
And you need to be comfortable working under the hood.
Right.
You know, you need to know how to properly drain the old oil and replace the oil filter.
Uh-huh.
And make sure you add the correct amount of new oil.
Right.
And you also need to think about how you're going to dispose of the old oil.
Yeah.
You know, in an environmentally friendly way.
Of course. So it's important to weigh the pros and cons. You might save some money, but if you're not comfortable with the process or if you don't have the right tools, it's probably best to leave it to the pros.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay, so speaking of the pros, what's the average cost for a BMW oil change at a shop?
Well, it really depends on where you live mm-hmm. and what type of oil they use.
Right.
And whether you go to an independent mechanic or a dealership.
Hmm.
But generally speaking, you're probably looking at somewhere between $100 and $200.
Okay. So that's good to know, just to have like a benchmark. Okay. So before we move on to some common mistakes that people make with oil changes.
Okay.
I want to talk about one more thing that you mentioned in your questions.
Okay.
Which is BMW's warranty.
Right.
Like, how does that relate to oil changes?
Right.
Does it really matter where you get your oil changed if your car is still under warranty?
That's a good question. And the answer is it depends.
Okay.
You're not required to get your oil changed at a dealership
okay.
to keep your warranty valid.
Gotcha.
But you do need to make sure that whoever does the oil change uses oil that meets BMW's specifications. And that they document the service properly.
Okay.
Because if you have engine problems later on
right,
and you don't have good service records,
yeah,
it could void your warranty.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah. That's something to keep in mind for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the importance of oil changes, the recommended intervals, the different things that can affect how often you need to change your oil,
right.
The types of oil. Yeah.
And we even touched on like DIY versus professional service and the warranty considerations. So before we wrap up this section, I want to touch on some common mistakes that people make when it comes to oil changes.
Okay, sounds good.
What would you say is like the number one mistake that people make?
I would say one of the most common mistakes is using the wrong type of oil.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It might seem obvious, but it happens more often than you think.
Hmm. Yeah. People get busy and they just grab whatever's on sale or, you know, whatever they remember using in their last car.
Right.
And they don't always realize how much it can actually impact their BMW's performance.
Exactly. It's like putting diesel in a gas car. You know, it's just not going to work properly.
Right.
Another common mistake is forgetting about the oil filter.
Oh, yeah.
It's a small part, but it's really important for keeping your oil clean.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of like the filter in your coffee maker.
Hmm.
You can have the best coffee beans in the world, but if your filter is clogged, you're not going to get a good cup of coffee. Yeah, that's a good analogy. What about those who think, oh, I'll just top off the oil if it's low? Is that ever a good idea?
Not really. You know, when you top off the oil, you're not really addressing the problem.
Mm.
As oil gets older, it breaks down and doesn't lubricate as well.
Right.
So just adding more oil doesn't fix that.
So you really need to stick to those recommended oil change intervals.
Exactly.
To make sure that you're getting fresh, clean oil.
Yep.
Okay. And of course, we can't forget about ignoring that oil change indicator light.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a bad idea.
Yeah.
That light is there for a reason.
Right.
It's your car's way of telling you that it needs an oil change.
It's like hitting the snooze button on your health.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You might feel okay for a while, but eventually those neglected needs are going to catch up with you.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about choosing the right oil for a BMW. You mentioned synthetics being a good choice.
Yeah.
But are there certain types of synthetic oil that are better suited for BMWs than others?
Yeah, BMW, they usually recommend oils that meet certain industry standards.
Okay.
Like the ACEA, A3B4, or C3 specifications.
Okay.
Those are designed for high-performance engines, and they can handle the stress of modern driving conditions.
Mm.
BMW WAL also has their own long-life oil standard.
Right.
Which are specifically formulated to maximize the time between oil changes.
Okay, so it's important to read your owner's manual.
Absolutely.
To make sure you're getting the right oil for your specific model.
Your owner's manual is like the Bible for your car.
Right.
It's got all the information you need about the recommended oil type, the viscosity, and how much oil your engine needs.
Okay, speaking of doing things yourself, You mentioned earlier that it is possible to do an oil change yourself on a BMW.
Right.
So for those who are thinking about tackling that, what are some of the essential tools that they would need?
Well, you're going to need a few basic tools, like a socket set,
okay,
a wrench set, an oil filter wrench,
huh?
A drain pan to catch the old oil,
right,
and a funnel for adding the new oil.
Okay.
You'll also want some rags or shop towels for cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good idea to have a torque wrench.
Okay.
So you can make sure you're tightening everything to the correct specifications.
And speaking of specifications, how do you know how much oil to add?
Again, your owner's manual is your best friend here.
Okay.
It'll tell you exactly how much oil your engine needs.
Okay.
And it's super important to get that right.
Right.
If you add too little oil, your engine won't be properly lubricated.
Right.
And if you add too much, it can cause damage.
Okay. So it's all about finding that sweet spot.
Exactly.
Are there any other tips or tricks that you can share for making a DIY oil change go more smoothly?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
One thing I always recommend is warming up your engine a little bit.
Okay.
Before you drain the oil.
Mm-hmm.
It just helps to thin it out a bit.
Oh. Okay.
So it drains more easily.
Gotcha.
And make sure you have a good grip on the oil filter wrench when you're taking off the old filter, because those things can be really tough to get off sometimes.
Yeah, they can be pretty stubborn. It sounds like this can be a pretty messy job.
Yeah, it can be.
So what can you do to minimize the spills?
Well, first of all, I would definitely recommend laying down some cardboard or an old sheet under your car.
Okay.
To catch any drips.
Mm.
And when you're pouring in the new oil, just take your time and use a funnel to avoid making a mess.
And wear gloves.
Oh, yeah. Definitely wear gloves.
What about disposing of the old oil? Is it okay to just pour it down the drain?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Used motor oil is hazardous waste.
Right.
And it needs to be disposed of properly.
Okay.
Most auto parts stores and some service stations have oil recycling programs.
Mm.
So you could just collect the old oil in a sealed container and take it to one of those places.
Okay. So it sounds like DIY oil changes can be a good option for people who are comfortable working on their cars.
Right.
And who have the right tools and knowledge.
Exactly.
But if you're not sure about anything, it's always best to just err on the side of caution.
Yeah. I agree.
And take your car to a professional.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Right. Okay. So going back to those common mistakes that we were talking about earlier, is there anything else that people often forget or mess up when it comes to oil changes?
One thing that people sometimes forget is to reset the service interval indicator.
Oh, right.
After they've done an oil change.
That little reminder on your dashboard.
Exactly. If you don't reset it, the car's computer won't know that you've changed the oil.
Mm.
And it'll keep reminding you to change it based on the old schedule.
Right.
Which might not be accurate anymore.
So it's important to kind of close the loop on the whole process.
Exactly.
Okay, so I want to shift gears a bit here.
Okay.
And talk about the psychological aspect of car maintenance.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of times it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
You know, we don't see the oil in our engines every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to just forget about it until that warning light pops up on our dashboard.
Yeah.
So do you have any tips for staying on top of oil changes?
Let me think.
And avoiding that last minute scramble.
Well, one thing you could do is try to tie your oil change schedule to something that you already do regularly.
Okay.
Like getting your car washed or filling up your gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you could make a mental note to check your oil level every time you get your car washed.
Okay.
Or every time you fill up your gas tank, you could just take a quick peek under the hood.
Right.
And see if your oil needs to be topped off.
Yeah. So it's all about building those little reminders into your routine.
Exactly.
So it doesn't feel like such a chore.
Right. You could also try using a visual reminder, like putting a sticky note on your dashboard.
Yeah.
Or setting a recurring reminder on your phone.
Right. Technology to the rescue.
Yeah.
What about those service log books that some people keep?
Oh, those are great.
Yeah.
They're a really good way to stay organized and keep track of all your car's maintenance, not just oil changes.
Right.
So, you know, you can write down the date, the mileage, the type of oil you used, even the cost of the service.
Mm-hmm.
And that information can be really helpful if you ever decide to sell your car.
Right.
Because it shows potential buyers that you've taken good care of it.
It's like a health record for your car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It can also help you to troubleshoot any problems that might come up.
Oh, okay. How so?
Well, if you start to notice a pattern.
Uh-huh.
Like if you keep having the same problem after certain services,
yeah,
it might give you a clue as to what's causing the problem.
That's really interesting. Okay, so we've talked about choosing the right oil.
Yep.
The tools and techniques for DIY oil changes, okay. Common mistakes to avoid, and even some strategies for staying on top of your maintenance schedule.
Yeah.
Now, I want to wrap things up by talking about the bigger picture here,
okay,
which is preventative maintenance as a whole.
Right.
It's like investing in your car's future.
I like that.
You know, just like we go to the doctor for regular checkups to prevent major health issues.
Right.
Regular car maintenance can help prevent costly repairs down the road. Exactly.
And oil changes are a big part of that.
They're essential.
So taking good care of your BMW isn't just about keeping it looking good.
Yeah.
It's about understanding its needs
mm-hmm.
and taking those proactive steps to ensure that it runs smoothly for years to come.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah. And that goes for any car, not just a BMW.
Right.
It's all about being proactive.
Okay, so before we wrap up this deep dive into BMW oil changes,
yeah.
I want to leave our listener with a final thought-provoking question.
Oh, I like this. What's the question?
Knowing what you now know about the importance of oil changes and like all the factors that we've talked about, mm-hmm. how would you adjust your approach to car maintenance in general for optimal performance and longevity? And this doesn't just apply to BMWs. It applies to any car.
Yeah, that's a really great question. And it's really what these deep dives are all about. You know, it's not just about learning stuff. It's about taking that knowledge and using it to make better decisions about how you take care of your car.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. We've learned about different types of oil and like how your driving habits and even the climate where you live can affect how often you need to change your oil.
Right.
We also talked about doing it yourself versus taking it to a mechanic and, you know, all the warranty stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully our listeners are feeling more confident now about taking care of their cars and, you know, being proactive instead of just reacting to problems.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
And remember, even if you're not a car expert, there are tons of resources out there to help you.
Right.
You know, your owner's manual is a great place to start.
Yeah.
And there are lots of online forums and communities where you can connect with other car enthusiasts.
Right.
And get advice.
It's like having a whole network of support.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And another thing I always tell people is to find a good mechanic.
Yeah.
Someone you trust and who understands your car.
Mm.
They can be a really valuable resource for keeping your car running smoothly.
Yeah. It's like having a personal trainer for your car.
I like that. And just like with personal fitness, consistency is key when it comes to car care.
Right.
It's those little things you do regularly that make a big difference.
Like checking your oil level and sticking to your oil change schedule.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And fixing small problems before they turn into big ones.
Right.
It all adds up to a healthier, happier car.
So for our listener out there, I want to leave you with this final thought. Don't think of car maintenance as a chore. Think of it as an investment. You know, it's an investment in your car's performance and how long it's going to last.
That's a great way to put it.
And ultimately, it's an investment in how much you're going to enjoy your car.
Well said.
Yeah.
And remember, the more you know about your car and how to take care of it,
yeah,
the better equipped you'll be to keep it running smoothly for years to come.
Awesome. So that wraps up our deep dive into BMW oil changes.
Great episode.
We hope you found it helpful and informative. And maybe even a little bit fun. And as always, stay curious about your car, about the world around you, and about all the cool stuff we can learn when we take these deep dives together.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everybody.